Good morning. A weak disturbance produced some snowflakes late last night, and skies cleared out behind that disturbance. With the winds diminishing, temperatures plummeted toward record values, which is where we are starting the day today. Most everyone, ranging from the mid-20s to the mid-30s across the region early this morning, though with plenty of sunshine, will begin a quick rebound back through the 30s and 40s and into the 50s by lunchtime. Sunshine will begin to mix with just a few clouds this afternoon. It'll still be breezy and cool for this time of year, but a touch milder than yesterday, with highs reaching into the upper 50s to around 60 in most locations. High pressure is in control of our weather and will keep it dry and chilly tonight, with lows back into the lower 30s. Sunshine to start the day on Thursday, then we'll track a warm front heading in our direction during the afternoon. Clouds will gradually increase, but it will stay dry through the end of the day on Thursday. And with that warm front approaching, highs will bounce into the mid-60s. That warm front will make its way through overnight Thursday night, and on Friday morning, we'll start off with clouds and showers. As the front lifts to the north, we'll have some breaks of sunshine, and this will allow temperatures to reach into the lower and middle 70s. It'll also set the stage for a few scattered showers and thunderstorms coming through on Friday afternoon as a cold front sweeps our way from the west. Behind this front, we'll dry it out nicely for the weekend, especially on Saturday, with mostly sunny skies. Highs will be in the lower 70s, and mostly dry on Sunday with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm by the end of the day, but high temperatures staying around 70 degrees. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, with the Pacific front crossing the Intermountain West and then emerging across the plains by tomorrow, a corridor of enhanced moisture from the Gulf of Mexico will surge northward ahead of the front and on the western periphery of a high-pressure center that will establish itself over the southeast. Multiple disturbances along the front and energy aloft will produce several rounds of showers and storms going through the middle of the week, and some of these storms could be on the strong to severe side, especially across parts of West Texas and Oklahoma, where an enhanced risk of severe storms exists today near the dry line. Flooding may also be a concern across portions of the Midwest by tomorrow, with widespread 1 to 2 inch rainfall totals likely. Elsewhere across the U.S., heavy showers are likely from northwest California to western Washington near the coastal ranges and the foothills of the Cascades, with a steady onshore flow. At the same time, dry and warm conditions are expected to continue for the southwestern quadrant of the country, and this will also hold true for much of the southeast. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/8 of a mile visibility with blowing snow and fog, 9 degrees on a northwest wind at 74, gusting to 85 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, clear skies and 14 degrees. In Albany on the hour, clear skies and 30 degrees, the dew point 25, 82% relative humidity, calm wind and the barometer at 30.23 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 state temperature extremes ran from a high of 99 degrees at Rio Grande Village, Texas, to a low of 12 at Mount Washington, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, sunny and breezy, lower 60s. Boston, mostly sunny and breezy in the upper 50s. And in Buffalo, mostly sunny with highs in the lower 50s. Checking the climate report. The high temperature in Albany yesterday, 54 degrees, the low, 37. The average temperature, 46. That's 11 degrees below normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday in the form of snowflakes late last night, which ties the record for a trace of snow set back in 1996. 71 hundredths of an inch of liquid precipitation for the month, and that's 59 hundredths below normal. 11.48 inches of precipitation for the year, and that's 99 hundredths of an inch below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 69 degrees. The average low, 46. The record high, 86, set in 2004, 1991, and in 1985. And the record low, 30, set this year and in 2005 and 1976. Sunrise this morning, 5:34 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:09 p.m. 14 hours and 35 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the lower to mid-50s. Clear and cold tonight, lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny, breezy today with highs near 60. Clear and cold tonight in the lower to mid-30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the mid-50s. Clear and cold tonight in the upper 20s and lower 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the upper 50s. Clear and cold tonight in the lower 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the upper 50s. Clear and cold tonight in the lower to mid-30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine giving way to clouds, a bit milder, mid-60s. Showers Friday morning, then breaks of sunshine. A late-day shower or thunderstorm in the lower to mid-70s. Mostly sunny, lower 70s Saturday. Mostly cloudy with a chance of showers or a thunderstorm on Sunday, near 70. Showers likely on Monday back to the mid-60s, and mostly sunny in the upper 60s on Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiana.